Listen to this news. Vietnamese firms pivot to seize global trade openings. The tightening of U.S. tariffs on imported goods is reverberating across global trade, creating new uncertainties for export-driven economies like Vietnam. According to Nguyen Cam Trang, Deputy Director of the Ministry of Industry and Trade's Import-Export Department, the shifts in the American market alone have disrupted production and business strategies for many Vietnamese companies. Vietnam's commercial counselor in the U.S., Du Ngoc Hung, noted that sectors such as textiles, wood, steel, and food are among the hardest hit. He warned that businesses relying solely on low-cost advantages risk losing market share, but added that those prepared to improve quality, labor, and environmental standards could gain access to higher-value segments of the U.S. market. The rise of protectionism in major economies has also triggered non-tariff barriers, while geopolitical tensions and regional conflicts have disrupted global raw material flows. This has pushed logistics costs upward and lengthened delivery times. Meanwhile, major markets, including the US and the EU, are tying trade to strict green requirements, such as the EU's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, CBAM, and net zero targets, further reshaping the global trading landscape. In response, Vietnamese businesses are recalibrating their strategies. Nguyen Zan Linh, Chief Operating Officer of Bilao Scavi Group, said his company has invested in a closed-loop supply chain to reduce import reliance and comply with green manufacturing standards. Only by achieving resource autonomy can a business stand resilient against external shocks, he said. Global firms also see a shift toward sustainability. Sarah Negro of the H&M Group observed that supply chains are rapidly transitioning to circular models and net-zero operations. She said Vietnam has the potential to evolve from a processing hub to a sustainable manufacturing center if it adapts quickly. For Nguyen Truong Dung, CEO of DH Foods, differentiation is the key. His company promotes spice products that reflect Vietnam's cultural identity and are free from additives and preservatives, helping them overcome technical barriers while building a competitive global presence. European investors continue to view Vietnam favorably. Victor Dule, CEO of Belux Chom, highlighted the country's stable growth but stressed that firms must embrace transparency and ESG standards to secure long-term positions in global supply chains. The government is also stepping up support. Deputy Minister of Industry and Trade Phan Thi Thanh confirmed the establishment of an early warning system for trade defense measures. The ministry is working with industry associations to improve certificates of origin, enhance product quality, and leverage free trade agreements. A national logistics strategy is being accelerated to reduce transport costs, one of the sector's main challenges. Partnerships with large distribution groups are also opening indirect pathways to global markets. Central Retail Vietnam Vice Chairman Paul La said the company is showcasing products from 14 local enterprises and has launched private labels Go and Viet Gems, featuring export-quality specialties. He emphasized that collaboration with major distributors compels Vietnamese businesses to upgrade packaging, traceability, and quality to international standards. Overall, Vietnamese enterprises are being urged to restructure operations, invest in green technologies, secure raw material supplies, and adopt transparent practices. According to Tran Phu Lu, director of the HCMC Investment and Trade Promotion Center, the city is expanding initiatives to connect local businesses with global buyers, advance digital transformation, streamline procedures, and promote green manufacturing. With these efforts, Ho Chi Minh City is poised to strengthen inter-regional supply chains, cut logistics costs, and enhance competitiveness. Leaders spot: Zelensky backs U.S. tariffs on nations trading with Russia.